You're listening to SBS News.
While pre-community members have set up camp in Alice Springs to ensure that their voices were heard around the country following the shooting death last Saturday night of Kumanje Walker in Yuendamu, Minister for Indigenous Australians Ken Wyatt arrived in Alice Springs on Thursday to meet with community leaders who expressed their frustration at the increased police presence in their community. They say that they don't want any guns in their community, and that includes all police. Ned Hargreaves is a senior Walpri elder.
Because what have they done is disrespected the community as well as the family. That's what they've done. So therefore, they need to think again. It's so extremely important to the community and the family today. We are weeping and we are not happy with the whole situation. We want the anti-government to not wear guns in remote communities.
Local member Scott McConnell has come out in support of a review of police weapons in remote communities.
My constituents, the Wadapri people, have asked me to do that. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing my job. I want this conversation to be had. It is not as simple as the idea that, we need no change. And it's not as simple as the idea of we can, you know, preclude the police to have the resources they need to do their job properly. We need a nuanced conversation here. We need to really talk about this and take the opportunity that's being presented to us, which is real leadership from the Wadapri, to talk about this. And the Wadapri have asked us to address the way firearms are carried by police.
Kumanje Walker was shot dead by police in the remote community of Yuendamu on Saturday when two officers went to his home to arrest him on breach of a suspended sentence. Police confirmed at a community meeting that the incident was recorded on body cameras. As thousands across the country marched in solidarity under the banner Justice for Walker, it was revealed by Northern Territory Police that 28-year-old Officer Zachary Rolfe has been charged with murder and was later released on bail. The officer will reappear at Alice Springs Court next month, where he's expected to plead not guilty to the charge. Lawyers have expressed their concerns over where and when any subsequent trial would be held. Tania Anthony is an associate professor at the University of Technology in Sydney.
One concern we have is that it will be in Alice Springs. The matter is likely to be heard there, where there are virtually all white juries. Less than 1% of jurors are Aboriginal. So we won't be seeing, unfortunately, an Aboriginal person. It's very unlikely to be determining the case.
On Thursday in Alice Springs, huge crowds gathered on the council lawns. People painted up, women singing sorry songs, Arendi people welcoming Walpri people in language and pledged their solidarity.
You are our family. We are all in one in this one voice.
Well, here today, it just makes me, almost make me cry, but all these people here today who are helping us and supporting us, it's so wonderful.
The crowd of more than 1,000 mourners, including many who had travelled in from Yuendamu and other remote Central Australian communities, joined the march as it made its way through town all the way to the steps of the Alice Springs police station, making their voices clear. The community is calling for an independent and thorough investigation, and they want answers as to why it took hours for police to notify family of the death and why no medical staff were on hand.
It's a home. We have a Chokorba Kuruwar here. It's not a dangerous place. The only thing that makes it made it dangerous today is a policeman shooting a young fella.
Families will begin slowly returning to their communities over the weekend so they can continue their mourning process. Alan Lee, SBS News.